Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the program. Welcome into the day. The sun is out already. It's starting to rise and still windy out, though. So keep that in mind. All this week, I've had trouble keeping my hat on my head as I'm walking around outside, which is unusual for me because I have a huge head. And most hats like just snugly fit me. So that's how you know that the wind has been pretty powerful this week. I've had to chase it down the road a couple times. So just keep that in mind if you're heading out. It is still windy and it's going to be brisk today, but the sun will be out. Finally, after all these days of rain and overcast skies. So yesterday we were all awaiting New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell's appearance with Chris. They covered a lot of topics, but many of the callers into the station, and I'm sure people who were listening that didn't call, were waiting to find out the mayor's reaction to what happened during the election on Tuesday. I think it was Joe that called in, and maybe a few other callers as well, that expected some kind of a deflection. Personally, I was expecting, the mayor had the out of saying, hey, I'm still looking into this. I just got back from Washington. I'm looking into this and you know, maybe I'll have more to report back next week. But he came out and had strong language that what happened should not have happened and said that the city solicitor's office is looking into it. Now, he did warn that it's not going to be, you're not going to get an answer by maybe even by next week when he comes in. It's going to take a while because that office is understaffed and overworked. And that it's not, I don't want to use the term that it's not a priority. It's not pressing right now because there isn't another election until September. Which I think is fair if you're saying, you know, we've got a limited staff, we'll have them look into it, but it can't be their full focus right now. If you had enough people and you said, hey, your job is to get to the bottom of this election thing as quickly as possible, great, but they've got a lot of work on their plate, he said. So it might take a little while to get the answers, but obviously with plenty of time to review and implement any new procedures that might be needed before September. So if you didn't get a chance to hear the mayor with Chris, you can listen to the podcast, really wherever you get your podcast from. If you use Spotify, or I guess Apple has to have a refresh. So I put in a ticket to see if we can get a refresh. Sometimes it happens because we put out so many podcasts that sometimes those podcast servers, because they're not used to getting episodes as often as we put them out, we basically put them out every hour in the morning, you know, during the daytime, during our local programming. So sometimes it just needs a refresh. So I put in for that. So if you get it from Apple, we'll have that hopefully taken care of today. If you go to Spotify, if you go to Google Podcasts, if you go to, I always like to use Listen Notes because that seems to be the one that grabs it the fastest, listennotes.com. And it's easy to share that around. So if you wanted to put it on your Facebook page or send it to somebody in a text message, it's pretty easy to do that. And you can also hear it in the story we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We have the mayor's whole hour in there. So that you can hear his comments on the election and other things as well. But I'll just give you some highlights of the conversation. He said that what happened was, quote, unacceptable. And he said, I get that not everything is going to go perfectly, but frankly, I think there are too many mistakes. And in that, he was talking about New Bedford elections overall. Because Chris posed the question where he said, you know, this is another issue that we've had of issues that we've had. He said, not having Republican ballots at one location and running out at another, that's just unacceptable. And he talked about the fact that the folks that couldn't vote, which, you know, we were told was a total of 10 people between the two precincts, that all but one of them came back. And that was kind of said with a, you know, it wasn't a big deal. They all came back, right? Everybody came back but one person. Well, it's a big deal that one person that couldn't vote. But Mayor Mitchell said, even though all of them except one of the people that showed up to pull a Republican ballot did get to vote later. I put that in parentheses. That was me just adding that in for context. That's a huge inconvenience, Mitchell said. I want them to know I'm sorry that it happened. I appoint the election commission, so ultimately I bear the responsibility. So he's standing up and taking accountability for this, even though he wasn't even in the city at the time. But as he says, I'm the one that picks the election commissioner, so ultimately I bear the responsibility. And he said that the city solicitor's office will investigate, they will prepare a report, and that report will be released publicly. And he also had that same concern that myself and many of you have had. He said, again, people can make mistakes, but the problem is that election these days are very sensitive topics. People have doubts about the integrity of the process. While some of that, a lot of that is really just hyped up, I don't want to feed that. We can't control what happens outside of the four corners of New Bedford, but I don't want New Bedford people to think that there's some issue here with elections. These are very avoidable mistakes that erect a barrier for people to participate in the electoral process. We shouldn't make it any harder for people on election day with something that's as avoidable as that. And I think that's what, and this is my inference from hearing the mayor yesterday. I didn't have any off-air conversations with him about it except for just saying hi as he walked by my office. But the tone that he had on the air, if I'm analyzing the way that he presented this information, it's just that. These were avoidable mistakes. How could this have happened? Of all the things to have happened, issues with Republican ballots that were hugely avoidable. So I'm very interested in finding out what the report says from the city solicitor's office. Because they're not going to be looking at this, hopefully, from a political perspective, in the sense that, you know, if Mayor Mitchell is looking at this mistake and he's saying, hey, somebody's got to pay a price for this, whether it be replacing the ward captain, whether it be a shakeup with the Board of Election Commissioners, whether it be even changing the procedures of how they handle things. I get saying that there isn't an election until September, but What if that change, and again, I'm not saying that this will be the end result, but what if that change is you want to replace your election commissioner? You don't want to be waiting until August to do that if there's an election in September and another one in November. So I think you're going to want an answer relatively soon. But I think the ultimate result of this will be some suggestions of procedural changes. And with that, you probably just need a little bit of time to make sure you can implement that and train people for that. So we'll see how it shakes out, but at least it was a strong condemnation of what happened. And an understanding of people being upset. I mean, I'm upset about it, and I try to be rational about things. I know I disagree with callers on a lot of things, but I try to look at things from a position of logic. And I know that in a position of logic, you can look at what happened and say, well, only 10 people total had an issue and 9 of them came back. So really, everything worked out all right. It was silly, avoidable mistakes that probably won't be made again in the future. But the logical part of me also just keeps thinking about not only the inconvenience of having to come back to vote, but that one person that didn't get to. Now, we don't know who that person is. We don't know what the reason was. They could have gone home and had the rest of the day at home. They could have lived right next door to the polling place and could have just walked back over later, but they were just upset or they didn't care enough to do it. But the problem is still that when they showed up to vote, they couldn't. And that's the issue. So it's nice that the mayor is taking this as seriously as we hope that he would. And that this report, when it's done, will be made public. So we will be able to give you the answers of exactly what happened. I mean, it could have been something as simple as the box that was supposed to have the Republican ballots in it, somebody accidentally put in Libertarian ballots instead. It could have been, at least for in the case of 1D that was missing the ballots at the beginning, we just missed the box as we were packing. Could be simple, but as the mayor said, avoidable mistakes. But we need to know the whole story behind what happened, not just 8 people showed up, 7 people returned. It was a brief period of time. By the way, I don't know if you heard me pop in with Chris yesterday, but I had gotten clarification from John Darling about how long it was that Precinct 1F was without those Republican ballots on Tuesday afternoon. He said it was from about 12:15 to 1 p.m. So 45 minutes during lunch, during people's lunch break. I've got to think more than 2 people wanted a Republican ballot during lunch in Ward 1. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Oh, just waking up. Anyway, on the national syndicate, is that how you say his name?
Hugh Hewitt?
Yeah, he gave all the states with the outcome of what Trump got, and he left Massachusetts out. Anyways, the mayor, as far as he goes, I'm sorry I missed it because I had to go to the doctors. But he to me, he's just a yes man. I mean, when anything is wrong, it just gets smoothed over, and then he'll move on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know you didn't get a chance to hear it, but I don't think that was his approach in this. I think he's genuinely upset about this and wants answers.
Yeah, but watch, mark my words, it's all going to get smoothed over. Nothing will get done. Nobody will get fired.
Well, even if nobody, you know, gets fired or is removed from the election process as a result of it, at least they'll be able to change the procedure so that it doesn't happen again.
Well, listen, it's coming real quick, November, and there's not, if there's no time, what are they doing in there? They're so busy, I don't get it. I don't know what the busy is. I'd like to know that. And I really think they ought to get down to the nitty-gritty right now for November, because it's right around the corner and time is flying.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but it will be here before we know it. That's skipping over the whole summer. I feel bad saying it, but that's just how it works these days. Time flies by.
Yeah, already we're going to go into daylight savings, right? Saturday.
Yeah, so Sunday, 2 a.m. Sunday.
Yeah, but we're going to put the clocks.
Maybe you are. I'm going to wait until I'm going to stay up and do it in person. I'm going to do it live. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I'll probably do the same thing. I'll do it Saturday night before I go to bed.
Yeah, but see, it's already that. To me, it's like already March is almost gone.
See, I kind of like being awake when daylight savings happens because it's the closest I'll ever get to actually being able to time travel. So,
Yeah,
to me, it feels like time travel when I do it. So, well, I hope that you have a great weekend.
You too. I'm glad. I'm going to have a nice day today for sure with the sun coming out.
Yeah, it'll be a little chilly, but it'll be enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay, Tim.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
And 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thanks. What I think would be nice and good for the public, I don't know if you would be able to do that or Chris or whoever. I know, the whole election thing in the city, how it works. You know, we more or less have an idea. You know, the ballots get dropped off. They got people working at the precincts. The ballots get picked up, yada, yada, yada. It would be really nice to know, like, what the step-by-step procedure is from the first thing in the morning, where they come from, the ballots come from, for example, where they come from, who picks them up, who drops them off, when they get to the precinct, you know, what the setup is, what the protocol is, and then during the course of the day, how it works. And then at the end, when the polls close, who picks them up, how they get picked up, where they get dropped off. If they go back to City Hall, you know, if they're locked up, if they're, you know, they're tallied, whatever. So this way, the New Bedford residents could really get an understanding of how it really, really works step by step, so that we're not like all over the place, you know, questioning, wondering, you know, why this, why did this happen? Why didn't, you know, why wasn't this done? So that maybe we, you know, the public can kind of pinpoint and really when they're, you know, we're talking about it to know, you know, exactly how it works. Because to be honest with you, I voted, for a long, long time, and I do get, you know, more or less how things work, but really, really, really don't understand the whole process from beginning to end. And, I think it would be a really good educational, information for the New Bedford residents, the ones that vote, to know exactly how that works.
Right.
My other, just one more question and then I'll let you talk. I was told a long time ago that the people that are at those polling places, handing out ballots and everything else, that they're all volunteers. Are they volunteers or do they get paid?
I think there is a stipend for them. I'm not sure. Different communities handle it different ways. But I think they do get a stipend.
Okay. Because, again, nothing against the elderly. I'm elderly, too. I'm a senior citizen. But I just find that, I know it's during the day and, you know, kids are in school and people work. But maybe it'd be nice, if you could get some younger people that. So, for example, I'm the woman that called you about my brother-in-law went And, you know, he was a little bit perturbed. I was going to call back because I know Mary had said, you know, if it was her and she was there and she was there with him, she wouldn't have allowed that. Well, I can tell if Mary's listening, I can tell her my brother-in-law doesn't take no easily for an answer. He was pretty irate about it, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to get arrested at the polling place for that. But, you know, I just think it would be really a good educational thing if someone, either you or Chris or Barry, could really find out, I don't know, maybe from the election office, how that from beginning to end procedure works.
And that's part of the problem is, you know, in a normal situation, we would be able to reach out to the election office and say, hey, we have listeners that have questions about this process. Can someone from this office come on and talk about it and answer questions? But the problem is that office is more concerned with telling people that WBSM doesn't know what they're talking about and telling people that the radio station is picking on them rather than doing their job, which is coming on and explaining things to the citizens of New Bedford.
Well, then, but my question to you then is who runs the election department? Who does the election department fall under without being Manny DiBrito? Who does it fall under? That's my question.
Well, I mean,
I'll leave it at that. Who does that fall under? So, I mean, if that happens, well, then that needs to be corrected either by Manny DiBrito or by the powers above that beat.
Well, but here's the other thing, too.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, here's the other thing is that, you know, just because you don't want to come on the radio and answer the questions of the listeners who are calling and ask these questions, the city has all types of social media at its disposal. Make a video, put it on the Facebook page, put it on the city website, have Mayor Mitchell tweet it out, whatever it might be. But, you know, get that information out to people, even if you don't want to come on here and do it.
Right. No, you're right. But I just think it would be a real, you know, good educational information because, I mean, you know, WBSM has a lot of listeners, elderly people. And, you know, I just think it would be, I mean, I know it's probably going to be, a little bit of a work process, but I think it would be a good tool for all of us to really know. All right. You have a good day, Tim.
You as well. Okay. Take care. There is another caller on hold. I'll say just hang on because I got to take a break here and then we'll take the news. We'll take you immediately after that. But yeah, if you don't want to come on the radio station and explain those procedures, fine, make a video. But it's not one of those things where you can say, well, we'll get to this at some point, you know, during the summer. No, people want the answers to the questions now. Somebody should be in there with a camera today filming somebody explaining the whole process and putting it up on social media. Then we can refer to it. If we don't know what we're talking about, then inform us so that we know what we're talking about. Why isn't that effort being put forth? All right, I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Good.
All right, caller, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we get the news from Phil, but I've been making him wait here because we're running a little bit behind. So it is time to go into the newsroom now and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
President Biden calls out Donald Trump without naming him. A bill banning TikTok advances, and a famous sitcom house hits the market.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden calling out his political rival during the State of the Union address last night.
The other people my age see it differently. The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not me.
Meanwhile, Biden added his life experience has taught him to embrace freedom, democracy, and a future based on honesty, decency, and dignity. The reference to his age comes amid concerns over whether the president is up for another term. At 81, Biden would be the oldest person elected if he wins re-election in November. Trump will turn 78 in June. Biden closed saying he sees a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. The rebuttal of President Biden's State of the Union was done by GOP Alabama Senator Katie Britt. While speaking from Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who isn't, quote, dithering and diminished. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed along with 12 other service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery and he was arrested for disrupting Congress. A number of artists slated to play at the annual South by Southwest Music Festival are boycotting the Austin, Texas festival in solidarity with Palestinians. They are also protesting the festival's partnership with some defense contractors and a U.S. Army sponsorship. A bill that could ban TikTok is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voted to advance the bipartisan bill. It would require the popular social media app's China-based parent company ByteDance to divest the app. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act was introduced by Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher and Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy earlier this week. A new study shows a single dose of LSD could provide lasting anxiety relief. The FDA has granted breakthrough therapy status to an LSD formula from Mind Medicine Incorporated to treat generalized anxiety disorder. The study found the drug was generally well tolerated with most adverse events rated as mild to moderate, transient, and occurring on dosing days. It found the most common adverse effects when patients first took the drug were hallucinations, euphoric mood, and nausea, among others. Mind Medicine plans to meet with the FDA in the next few months to start an expanded clinical program in the second half of this year. And fans of the TV series Roseanne or the Conners now have an opportunity to live like the family. Their house is up for sale in Evansville, Indiana. The yellow four-bedroom, two-story home was built in 1925 and is listed at $225,000.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins swept their season series against the Maple Leafs after earning a 4-1 victory at TD Garden. Boston hosts the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow afternoon. The Celtics have dropped back-to-back games after falling to the Denver Nuggets 115-109. They visit the Phoenix Suns tomorrow night. And the Boston Red Sox take on the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow night in spring training.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Friday morning. We're wrapping up the work week with plenty of sunshine, but it'll only be until this afternoon. This morning, a few clouds. The temperature will be in the mid-40s. The wind will be picking up this afternoon. Overnight, it dies down a little bit, and as we head into tomorrow, clouds will rain. Gusty winds overnight tomorrow into Sunday, 45 to 50 miles per hour. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Not bad. So I think that video is a great idea. If we could get a successful election commission to produce a video and then have our election commission watch it, that'd be, be outstanding. But so do they produce an equal amount of ballots for all three parties, or do they have like a projected need where they just fill a certain amount of ballots that they think they're going to need? So if next election an overwhelming number of people decided that they were going to vote independent or third party, would they run out of ballots?
See, that's another question that I have, another question that needs to be answered, because I don't know the answer to that. Maybe because we can't get the election commission to come on, maybe a poll worker can call in and let us know that information. My guess would be, even if you planned a number of ballots and didn't bring an equal number of all three, you should have realized that the Republican race was going to be the one most people were interested
right.
in, and
that's
people were predominantly unenrolled in Massachusetts. So you would think you would need more of those. You know, meanwhile, you know, the people coming in to vote Republican are probably looking at that giant stack of Libertarian ballots saying, what? Wait, why?
Right. Yeah, right. But yeah, that was my question. If next election season, next election season rolls around and we have an unusual number of unexpected Republican voters, will they run out of ballots and then have what would even happen?
I don't know.
How could you even fix it or salvage it?
I mean, I guess the one answer here, the biggest answer is next time there's a primary, somebody better double, triple, quadruple check to make sure those ballots are on there. I mean, that's the simplest thing to do. But I'm not worried about what happens in the future. I'm worried about what happened here and why it happened, because that could lead to other problems. You know, you usually don't make the same mistake twice unless it's not plugging in a voting machine, having a voting machine not work. Where, you know, those problems we have all the time. But you learn from your mistakes, but the procedure that led to the mistake could cause other mistakes.
I understand that everybody, it gets very conspiratorial, but it is suspicious, or it leaves people with a very suspect feeling when it's consistently, you know, the Republican problem, you know.
And even the mayor made that same point, you know, even though there was nothing nefarious, people can still make that inference, you know.
And you have to understand, I mean, it just if you keep flipping the quarter and it keeps coming up heads, you might want to take a look at the quarter. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, take it easy. And again, I'll reiterate, because I said this yesterday, Manny DiBrito was the one that was, you know, railing against people that called into the radio station after the 2020 election saying that it was rigged, saying these are people that are in their basement that are, you know, pushing out these conspiracy theories. So why would you make a mistake that would give them more fuel for the conspiracy theory fire? That's the problem here. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
How's it going?
Not bad. I'm going to change gears on you a little bit and go with the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I sent you two pictures of the Republican response.
Yeah, the Katie Britt in her kitchen, yeah.
It looked like she was in IKEA. That's what it looked like. There was no utensils on the countertop. There were no, in the picture itself that she took with her family, there's no utensils, no fruit basket, no pitchers on the refrigerator, no nothing.
I thought I saw some fruit or vegetables behind her on the counter.
Hold on. That's the next frame. So then when they actually recorded the response, all of a sudden the utensils come out, the fruit basket's out, and there's pictures of her kids on the cabinets. It was such a theater, but it was like bad theater. It was like middle school drama club theater. It's so hard. She was heavy breathing, really like pushing the whole I'm upset thing. It was just absolutely horrendous response.
I went to Twitter and to see the comments, and it was, you know, not just Democrats, it was also Republicans too criticizing her performance, because they're like, this is the best that they could put out there. I mean, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think she was the one that did it last year, right? Or the year before, but she did a good job in presenting it. I mean, I don't agree with what she said, but she did a good job in presenting it. This was, like you said, it was like somebody who was putting on an acting performance that doesn't know how to act. It was bad. It was almost like, I'm going to make it as easy as I can for SNL to parody me on Saturday so that I can, you know.
And then she's going to be able to fundraise off of it. It was almost like they called up, you know, Councilor Ryan Pereira and said, hey, can you build us a kitchen real quick? And, you know, maybe, throw some stuff over here and over there. Don't put any utensils out because I don't want it to look like a real kitchen.
We don't have a lot of time. Can you just bring us the kitchen that you use for staging photos for your website? Can you bring us that one instead?
Yeah, we're just gonna use that. Oh my
God. I kept looking in the background for Martha Stewart to see if she was about to film a TV show or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're going to have like Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart come out and start cooking.
So what do you think of the criticism that if you are the GOP and you're putting out you know, the youngest senator, you're putting out a woman to try to respond to what this is, and then you place them in a kitchen. Do you think that that was a bad look? I really didn't get the same optics out of it that some people were criticizing.
Yeah, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, this is the Handmaid's Tale. But you know what? What they tried to do was talk about kitchen table kind of stuff.
That's basically
the theater.
That's what I was getting. Yeah, it was more about the theme than it was about, you know, the... But now I know all about her and Wesley's life, so I guess I'm happy for that.
One thing I did notice, because I didn't even have any intention in watching this thing, because basically I view the State of the Union as the Oscars for the political class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a bunch of theater. The people in the audience are, you know, actors, and you have one winner. That's, you know, the president of the United States, whoever that may be, and they're giving their acceptance speech. That's how I look at, like, this entire thing with the State of the Union. It's basically a big campaign speech. But what I did notice, a few things. One, the gentleman who was yelling and screaming from the balcony, he was a Gold Star father. I 100% agree with him. I'd be in the same boat as him. I'd be screaming and yelling, too, because I have no problem with him doing that. He's very emotional, as he should be. But what the other part that I did notice was when Biden was talking about the border and he was talking about the bill itself and all the security agents, the cameras panned to Senator Lankford, and Senator Lankford was endorsed by Donald Trump and had an 88% voting record alongside Donald Trump. And he said, well, what Biden was saying was true.
He was nodding and saying, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
He goes, that's true. That's true. So that stuck out to me specifically because you don't usually see that, obviously. But he's one of the authors of the bill. He's a very, very conservative individual who formulated this immigration bill that should pass. I know a lot of your callers and a lot of the callers into BSM and Barry himself doesn't agree with it. But reality is, It's a compromise, and legislation is a compromise. And the fact that that guy was agreeing with Biden during the State of the Union, knowing the cameras would be on him, says a lot.
And even, you know, Mike Johnson was nodding his head and applauding at a lot of things as well. I mean, he also rolled his eyes, you know, physically at some things too. But I thought that, you know, he did a pretty good job of showing support where, you know, it was warranted. I could tell that he wasn't worried about, you know, what's Donald Trump going to say about what I clap at.
Right.
Like he was, you know, honestly giving his assessment. So I got to just hold you there because I got to take a break here. But I appreciate the call. And
have a good one.
You have a good one, too. And we will definitely talk more State of the Union. And I know I just criticized Katie Britt's response. But I will say that I thought, you know, Joe Biden made it a little bit too political. And I thought he brought in, even though he didn't name Donald Trump by name, he brought in his predecessor, was it 13 times? So, you know, I get it. But also what he was trying to do on this, the biggest stage he'll have before any kind of, you know, debate or maybe until the convention, is he was trying to show that he has the fight for this election. But just some of it was just a little bit too divisive. But I thought he was pretty sharp. You know, of course, he's going to stumble over some words. But I thought he was pretty good, especially at responding to the hecklers. But I would have liked to have seen something a little bit more unifying. I mean, he tried in areas, but he also had no problem, you know, mixing it up, too. And sometimes that's not the best way to approach the State of the Union address. And I mean, obviously, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to yell like she does. We expected that, but the only thing that I have a concern about was she entered the House chamber wearing a hat and wearing campaign paraphernalia. It's a Make America Great Again hat. So I don't know I didn't think that was okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't some kind of repercussions for her for that. I'm sure she knew that going in and didn't care, but you know, just something to keep an eye on. I got to take a break. Mary, I see you're on hold. We will get to you as soon as we come back from this quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, right back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you today?
I'm a little irate.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure that I can get this out within my three-minute limit. Okay? Okay. If the people think that they missed a couple of votes here and there on Super Tuesday because the all the ballots weren't readily available. They missed a lot more votes. Because I said this before, I'm going to say it again. There's no pedestrian walkway at the Octopus for seniors that live at Melville Towers to get to the New Bedford Hotel to cast their vote. I speak to a lot of people here. That's the reason they didn't want to cross over. People are speeding through those lights. As soon as it turns yellow, they're speeding because they want to beat the red light. People are afraid to cross over. And I called last summer. I called up the mayor's office. And, yeah, the lady that answers the phone, she's real nice. I'll see that the mayor hears about this. Nothing's ever done. Another thing, Mr. Mayor, I hope you're listening. There's something wrong with those lights. I called about it. Sometimes in the summer, the sun comes up nice and early, so I leave very early. If I'm out there at 5:30, I'm sitting at the lights coming from the north, parked at the corner where the lights are, and all the other lanes and the other directions get two rounds to go. Well, I'm still sitting at a red light. I'm tired of it, Mr. Mayor. Fix those lights because I'm going to go through the next red light when I'm out there, and I'm going to take the ticket that I get straight to your office. And, Mr. Mayor, you don't want the likes of me at your office because it's going to go that far because nothing's being done. Put that pedestrian little bridge back where it was so people can safely get from Melville Towers downtown. I'd appreciate that, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the 3 minutes, Mr. Weisberg. I hope you have a good day.
I hope you do, too. I hope you have a great weekend. I do have a quick question, though. Have you ever petitioned, you know, with your ward council to see if they can try to get an early voting location in your building to see if maybe that'll help?
I don't know what you mean, though, by early. I didn't do any mail-in votes.
So
if he's not going to do something about that, at least change the station. Have something on our side of the street.
Well, just as an example, they they have early voting at Tabor Mills. So, you know, a week before the election, they'll have a day where you can go to Tabor Mills and vote there.
Okay, so everybody here has to get to the Tabor Mill.
No. I'm saying maybe they could do something similar in your building.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you now, then you're going to have a little bit more votes coming in. There's over 310 people living here. So how many more? I know all 310 are not going to vote. Some of them don't even want to bother with it. But at least you have a few more votes. Come on now. Doesn't every single vote count? Isn't that right?
Yeah, so I would ask your ward counselor to petition to see if maybe they can make that happen. I mean, Sean Oliver fought to keep it at Tabor Mills when they moved it out of there. So what happened was they moved the polling place out of there, so they were able to get some early voting in there. So I think if you took that same approach, maybe you can get something for the future.
Okay, but also remember, it's not just about voting I'm talking about. People that live here don't go downtown
anymore.
Right. A lot of them want to go.
Right.
They want to go. There's little restaurants down there. They like to go there for breakfast and this and that and chat with other people. And a lot of them are no longer going out. And these are seniors that are not, I mean, I'm not in perfect condition. But I'm mostly likely close to their age. And I'm able to do that and still run around. But a lot of them can't. They're walking around. Some are in wheelchairs. And they want to go downtown. So the mayor needs to do something about that pedestrian walkway. He needs to put it back. And if anybody knows why they took it out, it didn't look damaged to me. It didn't look like it was falling down. So what's the real reason that he took it out? And why can't we have one back?
All
Thank
right.
you very much. I went over 3 minutes. See? It's your fault, Ms. Weisberg.
That's okay. I can make a judgment call when we need to. All right. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And do have to take a break. We'll be back in a few. All right. That's going to do it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.